Town Elector Plan with the Order on Wednesday, November 4th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we will move to the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made in second, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, General Fund 48101 to 48137, and the Ambulance Fund 1650 to 1653.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made in second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried, all abstained from that. Nancy?
Okay.
Approval of the minutes of the October 14th, 2015 Special Town Board Meeting.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made in second, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the October 21st Regular Town Board Meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion's been made in second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Shouldn't we have a treasurer's report?
Oh, we should have a treasurer's report. It's not on the agenda, but if you'd like to give us a quick overview.
I would love to give us a quick overview, yes.
We will approve your treasurer's report at our next meeting.
Oh, right, okay. But the only interesting thing happening, we did get ACH deposit of $78,242.58, which is our quarterly transportation aid. Other than that, nothing too much happening. The taxes will start coming in next month, and then we'll be busy. So in the regular account, we have $974,311.95. And in ambulance, we have $405,109.27. Oh, and by the way, we sold the old fire engine for $1,500, so that's included in the ambulance.
Very good. And one other quick note on the minutes. After our regular meeting on the 24th or 21st, I did call Richie Lakeland Oil, and they agreed to the $74.9 price per gallon prepay, and will allow us to pay that after January 1st. So we got the lesser cost on the program. Item number 8, airport update, reappoint Ginger Schwanbeck as the Black Flambeau Airport Commissioner. I'd like to appoint her or nominate her to be our commissioner.
I'll second.
Motion's been made in second, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Number 9, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond. This is for tax season.
Yeah, tax. Irene did get a note from Horton asking if we wanted the bond, but we usually do this.
Yeah.
They'll need a copy of this when we approve it.
Motion to approve the resolution to waive the treasurer's short-term bond.
I'll second.
Motion's been made in second, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action, timber sale update. Nancy?
I got a call from Jake at the DNR, who's the forester. He said, after last meeting, I had faxed him over the bid. And he says, oh, you only got one? I says, yeah. And he looked it over, and he says it was just fine with him, that he would approve it too. He will get us over a contract that we have to sign, and I guess that has to be within 30 days or something, but he just wanted the board to know that it was fine with him also.
Very good. I don't think any action needs to be taken. Item number 11, discussion approval, Lakes Committee 2016 membership officers and 2016 activities standing rules changes, which you have. Norm is here, Roberta is here. I imagine if you have any questions or comments.
Well, I have a couple things that I'd like to just discuss her for a minute. Number three of the activities for 2016 includes learning about topics and issues. And two of them, like zoning and ATVs, I'm really thinking that isn't appropriately a Lakes Committee function.
We address that.
What do you think, Chris? I mean, you know, if they learn about it, what are they gonna do? But we already have a zoning committee. We already know what their feelings are about ATVs, so.
Well, is this a.
You know, what would they do with the information once they get it?
Well, my concern is it looks a little bit to be more political than an actual function of a committee. That, you know, that does concern me a little bit. I don't know what the political motivation there is, or if it's a prerequisite to join this committee.
Norm?
Well, during our, yeah, I can say a word or two, and Kay is also on the committee, as well as Roberta. The purpose, as you know, of the Town Lakes Committee is to protect the lakes from aquatic invasive species. And therefore, we have taken great pains over the last 10 years, and will continue to do so, to learn everything that we can that might be related to that particular topic, so that if action is required sometime down the line, we can hit the ground running, so to speak. And those three topics are all related in one way or another to the concept of aquatic invasive species. And all we're suggesting there is that we learn as much as we can about those topics as they may relate to protecting the lakes from AIS. That's the motivation. We're not suggesting we take any political action or anything else. We're suggesting we learn about those issues. I'll give you one example with respect to an ATV type the concept of an ATV. I was standing in my living room a few years ago, looking out the window on a little crawling stone lake. I looked, and I have a quick second look, and I could have sworn I saw a 54 Chevy going down by the end of my dock across the lake.
It's one of those.
And as it turned out, I was correct. I don't know if it was a 54 Chevy or 56 or something else, but there was a vehicle, looked just like an automobile, going right across the lake by the end of my dock. Now evidently, that was a vehicle that would drive on a road, and then would come to a landing, and then it would enter the lake, cross the lake, and then exit on another landing or some location where it could hit dry land, right?
Yeah. Call those ducks.
No, it's a.
It wasn't a duck. It wasn't
it's a
military type vehicle.
I can't remember the name of those. They were smaller.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it was an ATV type vehicle. And there are more of them coming out now. That's the next thing that's going to hit the area, will be vehicles that not only travel on the land or trails, but also across the water. That opens up an entirely new perspective on aquatic invasive species. Because now you're talking directly going through a patch of curly leaf pondweed or Eurasian water milfoil. And not only tracking it through the lake, but now you're going on land and automatically into another lake. So all we're suggesting as a committee is that we need to be aware of that stuff. If we're going to serve the community properly, we have to know what's going on. And so we're looking at it from that particular perspective. There's no statement there that we plan on doing anything with it, other than being aware of what is happening, so we have a well-educated committee. No different than bats, which I think is another topic that's listed there. Why are you looking at bats? Well, as far as the local environment is concerned, that's like the canary in a coal mine. And we're developing a relationship with Vilas County and with the Wildlife Center in Minocqua, where we can be accompanied by their scientists and go on to the lakes, and from say roughly 9 o'clock at night until midnight, we're cruising along the shore and we're tabulating and tracking
bats
and bat calls. Now you might say, what does that have to do with aquatic invasive species? Well, it does, because as the bat population declines or gets diseased, that's a sign the lake may not be as healthy as it ought to be. And an unhealthy lake is open for infestations of all kinds of aquatic plants and other aquatic species. So that's what that's addressing. No more than trying to be aware of what's going on. It's not a political issue for us.
Well, in my experience, goals, and you list this as one of your three goals. Goals are supposed to be specific, measurable, and achievable. And I don't really see how this is specific or measurable.
You have to take a look at the Bear River Watershed Comprehensive Lake Management Plan, because they're all listed there with the measurements on how that is to occur. Beyond that, for the last 10 years, we have shared that information with you year after year after year. This is no different. If you want us to put a measurement on it, we can do that. We'll go out and take two bat surveys. We'll provide you a listing of all of the research that we read regarding ATVs or zoning issues or anything else for that matter. But if you want a committee that's aware of what's going on, then that's all that's addressing. You cut that out, and the message you're giving the committee is, you know, don't be aware of these things. Then you'll have to tell us what you do want us to be aware of.
Anything else, or Chris?
So this is being brought to us as...
They do every year. They bring in their members, their committee members, and their alternates. And then if they have any changes that they're proposing in their standing rules, which is what this is.
So this is a total list of all the membership here?
No, this is just your committee members, but your membership on that, say, attend the Lakes Committee meetings is much larger than what you have here. These are just the Lakes Committee
the voting members.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're suggesting approval of 13 voting members, and I think there were four alternates listed there. In case a voting member cannot attend, an alternate would fill in that spot.
Yeah, and you used to have 17?
I guess before I got involved, I think there might have been 15 even, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it expanded to 17, and given issues associated with attendance, they're suggesting 13 is probably the best number for us, at least for the time being.
So their purpose for coming before this committee is they're using this as a conduit for funding, or what is
No, they have to bring this before the town board for approval.
Because they're a town-authorized committee.
They're a town-authorized committee.
Committee of the town.
They serve at the discretion of the town board.
It would be the same as the zoning committee. If they have a change in membership or if they have a change in their zoning regulations, that has to come before us also.
I have a couple other things I'd like to bring up just real quick. In regard to action groups, I know in the past we haven't required the action group meetings to be posted.
Right.
And because it's not a quorum, you probably think it doesn't really have to be posted, but I believe personally that we should have them posted and published and open to the public, because there are things, it's part of what goes on in government, and it should be accessible to the general public. So I would say that the action groups meetings should be posted and published and open to the public and held here at the town hall.
As long as you understand the implications of that. I can tell you that, for example, we would have an action team meet at the end of a dock for the purpose of instructing someone on how to use a Secchi disc. Are you really expecting us to post that in the local press?
In the spring when we go on a road tour, and there might be three of us together, that has to be posted and published. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to accompany us, we have to have a van or a bus large enough to bring people along. So yes, I do.
You do. Okay.
So when I go dig Purple Loosestrife, I have to post that when we dig Purple Loosestrife?
If it's an action group meeting, then yes.
Well, it's not a meeting.
Right,
it's going out digging Purple Loosestrife with
high
school kids and a couple members of...
I would say that that's different. I mean, if you're...
I think if you're discussing policy and creating policy or changing policy,
okay.
I would say at that point, yes.
Right.
If you're just doing a function, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But the action teams don't set policy or discuss policy.
They just do function.
The action teams are the worker bees.
They work during the creation.
The worker bees will go out and fulfill the activities that are approved by you.
But
we can do it. I just want you to understand.
During the creation of the watershed.
It essentially shuts down and makes it very, very difficult for people to do the volunteer work that we want them to do. If every time they're going to meet with somebody to fulfill the requirements of an activity, and we have to post all of that.
Every time we're going to meet, we have to post it.
That's by law.
Whether it's going to delay a decision, an important decision or not, it has to be done.
But we're not making decisions.
We're doing a project.
But you're discussing.
But we'll do whatever you want to do. I'm just pointing out to you that that's an effective way of killing the Town Lakes Committee. Because
I don't agree with that.
Well, when something has to be done on the spur of the moment to meet with two people for a training activity, we'll be coming in here.
I think
you're talking two different things here.
Yeah, you're talking two different things. I think with Ginger's meeting and Chris's meeting, bring them together, is that if you're going out to, you know, pull purple loosestrife, or if you're going out to meet with an individual for a question or a problem, you know,
right.
That's one thing. But if your action groups are getting together to discuss policies, procedures, or actions of
right.
some kind that you'll then be taking to the Lakes Committee for review and approval,
right.
or then that
right.
would need to be posted and noticed.
And that is usually done here in this room during our meetings. That's when the action teams say, well, this is what we're going to do, and how about when we do it this way, what do you think? That's all done here during our meetings.
If your action groups are meeting with the Lakes Committee,
yeah.
or if your action groups are meeting to discuss something that's going to be brought to the Lakes Committee for a review, approval, or some type of formal action, then that should be posted.
Right.
If you're doing an activity, say, you know, pulling weeds, or like you said, you know, a couple of you meet with somebody from either the Lakes Committee or the DNR to see how to use a Secchi disc.
Sure.
That's a little different.
And that's basically what the action teams do.
So that's what we've been doing. And I need to bring up, too, that Ginger and I had this discussion about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
This is not new. I sat in her office and we talked about this because there was a hang-up on the word committee, which is the word I believe that's in the law. And at that point, the discussion focused on these aren't committees involved in that kinds of work. These
are
workers.
But they were during the creation of the watershed plan.
Therefore, the decision that was made at that point was, as long as we call them teams, because they're workers, rather than committees that are functioning with decisions and agendas and all of that stuff, we don't have a problem. So that's what we've done ever since.
So that was my intention, to really get around the open meeting room.
So we're doing nothing different. We're not suggesting doing anything different than we've been doing for the last 10 years.
Well, I guess as policy, you know, if one of your action teams or groups or committee members or Lakes people are meeting to do some type of physical function, you know, okay, that's great. That's one thing. If they're meeting to discuss any type of policy or ways that you're going to be doing it that will be brought up before the Lakes Committee for an approval or that type of thing, then if you can let Nancy know, we're more than happy to post them and publish them in the paper. Because Lord knows the newspaper guys like to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we like to tell them.
Well, and the public deserves to know.
And the public deserves to know.
Okay.
I think that's kind of where the two things split.
No argument. We agree with you. In fact, we'll play a recording of this discussion at the next Town Lakes Committee meeting so everyone can hear the message the same way at the same time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I just would like to go over real quickly is a purchasing policy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in the future, all purchasing should be done through the town hall, through Nancy. So that we can keep better track of the public money that's being spent and used and tracked. And that way we can make sure that the proper amount of...
Are you saying, Ginger, are you saying that For instance, we may want to buy some soil and some other Arctic things for Purple Loosestrife. Nancy's going to have to go buy it? Do you know what I mean? Or do we do it the way you've been doing it, where I buy it and give Nancy a bill, and she pays, reimburses me?
I don't know if it's so much that. Are you looking at, like, office supplies and that kind of thing?
Yeah, like postage. You know, if you need postage, if you have to mail stuff out, bring it in, and we will mail it from here. If you're going to if you're going to be buying T-shirts, Nancy can order those, and they can be sent here and received by us.
Okay.
And track to make sure that, you know, it was expedient when you had a grant going.
Yeah.
And you had to, you know, be mm-hmm. making a lot of purchases and stuff. Okay. But that's not the case anymore.
Okay. Well, we'll work with Nancy on that, and she can tell us what we should go through her rot and what she doesn't
want. And again, there's no disagreement with what you want. In fact, I talked with Nancy about 3 years ago and asked if the process we had been following is okay relative to expenditures, or whether you want us to change something. And I think she checked with Matt, and the word that came back is things seem to be going fine in that regard.
Well, when you had grants going in, there was a lot of purchases, a lot going on, and you had your contacts to buy things. That was one thing, you know, but that's not the case anymore.
It depends on what we're buying.
I've always been amazed that we have been able to go out and buy something, and then the bill is paid after the fact. I've never had that happen in any of the boards that I've worked with. Ordinarily, the boards come up with a report indicating what needs to be paid, and then the bills are paid after, you know, later on rather than up front. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, they've always brought in receipts, you know, when they purchase something, they bring them in, and we see
right.
them.
But we don't see the actual item, so you don't know what the item was actually received.
Well, I don't want to see a bag of dirt.
We'll bring him to your meeting and share the items with you every other week.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are we doing our job or not?
I guess
it is. Making sure that public money is being properly.
I guess it's called trust.
Yeah, I guess it's you know, some trust and some discretion.
Well, there's trust.
I mean, it's my money, too. I'm not going to go out and spend my money on something that we don't need and to use.
Whatever you want with more.
I think, you know, it's more or less kind of a discretion thing. If it's something that they need, like a bag of dirt, well, you go to Walmart and get a bag of dirt. But if you need paper, pens, you know, office supplies.
Well, we usually do go through because it's cheaper.
Just run it through Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The main downfall of most groups like ours has to do with handling finances poorly. So there's no argument here. And we'll do anything you want relative to the spending of a dime.
Well, the issue is the zoning committee doesn't go out and buy their own stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, but they don't
get... The cemetery committee doesn't go out and buy their own stuff. It's done through the town hall.
Well, it's different stuff.
Whatever you want.
Different stuff.
Well, we have before us the... Lakes Committee membership and activities and standing rule changes.
Do you want this stuff changed, Ginger?
Yeah, number three is the main point. If you're fine with it, then let's just let it go. But I think our zoning committee should be the one to be addressing zoning when it has to do with.
It's not.
Is this relevant?
It's not zoning.
It sounds like it's relevant because of the change in the zoning laws. That's what concerns me.
That's exactly why it's in there.
We're adding this because there's some tension that it's not approved of by the now membership of this committee.
You're talking about the shoreline zoning?
Yeah.
The shoreline?
Saying, is this something new? Was this in last year's?
Shoreline?
Was this added?
That was added.
Yeah.
ATVs was also added.
So these two things were added is because the general consensus of your membership doesn't like it. That's what it appears to be.
No, it's not added for that reason.
No,
it's added because of various groups that are affiliated with, or that are focusing on improvement of the lakes are focusing on shoreline restoration.
Right.
Those are the primary words that are related to that. There is a tie with the other stuff which is going on related to shoreland, but we're looking at it again from the standpoint of aquatic invasive species. And if there are currently laws on the books that are 100 feet frontage, and they now become 50 feet frontage, that means there'll be more homes, more boats, more docks, and an effect along the shoreline related to aquatic invasive species. So all we're saying is that we need to be aware of what is going on as a group, just like you need to be aware of what is going on as a town board. Whatever the issues are that are perking, you as individuals and as a corporate entity need to be aware of what's happening. As an extension of the town board, we need to be aware of what's happening, and that's all that says. If there's anything beyond that, you know the process. It comes back to you. And then you can say, this is political, you shouldn't be involved in this, it's not your job. But it's difficult for us to accept that we can't learn about issues that, that would very likely be related to the mission that has been assigned us. But again, your call, whatever you want to do.
Maybe the media will follow up and ask them some questions.
Jesus. What's your pleasure?
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the Lakes Committee membership officers and 2016 activity standing rules changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion, action, salt, sand, shed update. You have some information here. Pete went out and got three quotes on at least the concrete base of things of it, which range anywhere from $63,000 to $50,000. So it's giving you at least some idea of what the concrete wall and base would be for this. And then he also got a quote from Structures Unlimited, which is the top portion, which is the fabric. You see a lot of them being used around. That quote is just shy of $40,000. So, you know, we're looking at a building that's going to run in the neighborhood of $90,000 to $100,000.
Asking for approval today?
I guess what if you'd like, Pete and I can press forward, discuss with the contractors with their proposals that we have here, as to what's all involved, their timing, which I know is going to be spring, and get some type of formal final package together for the board that would cover all the costs for this.
What did we do with the budget? I mean, I usually have a great memory. What did we put in the budget for this project here?
No, this was going to be coming out of our, what we have in there for capital expenses.
Okay.
We have money in the budget to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be done.
It has to be
done.
We've
committed.
Right.
We've already committed.
Yeah.
We were just waiting for some formality of what the actual numbers were.
And this is kind of what you're looking at, numbers of, for the concrete, if you take the low number that we have here, $50,195.60, and for the roof structure of $39,290.
So if I made a motion to approve this not to exceed $105,000, that would be acceptable?
$90,000 or $15,000. Well, the inside of the structure, that, you know, the inside, the flooring isn't concrete, that they paved. That's asphalt.
That'd be another add-on?
That'd be another add-on to this.
Yeah, we already had the...
Well, we have the pad.
Wasn't that 17?
That was the pad for the mixing that's out front.
Let's wait until we have a whole package, so we know the whole picture.
I would be more comfortable that we have a fixed number.
Yeah.
So we know we're not gonna do it.
We have time, though.
We have time.
So we are going to put the salt out there this year?
It actually is going to be done as of Friday, and we're going to be tarping it, so...
To mix it right now?
Yeah, it's being mixed right now, and everything will be tarped, so...
Okay.
All right. I will get something together for our next meeting. Item number...
It would be probably well after the first part, you're gonna be looking at April, May, or June.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It might take a couple...
Yeah, can we maybe do this real quick?
Just two other, actually one other item. Item number 13, road crew update, employee resignation. We did receive a letter of resignation. There it is, thank you. And it was from October 26th, I, Greg Listener, resigned my employment from the town of Lactiflamel because of his back problems. Thank you for my 22 years of employment. At this time, I would ask for a motion to accept his resignation, although I would greatly like to thank Greg for his many years of service. Early mornings, late nights, plowing, so that everybody else can get out safely.
Is it customary for a resolution to be drafted on behalf of an employee and be attached and read for the record?
Yes, we can do that. But I did want to bring up before the board that he did give his letter of resignation.
Well, I'll make a motion for approval of his resignation.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 14, discussion possible possible action, liquor license revision, trade name request from Smoke Shop on Jibble Market will be tabled until they bring us in needed information, so.
I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:32. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.